Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is my shit right here.
The champ is here.
This shit is
crazy. The evil genius.
The champ is here.
The champ is here.
The champ is here.
The champ is here.
Yeah.
D-Block. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Fucking with the champion.
You already know. A-A-D-A-A. The body.
You ain't fucking with the champion.
You already know.
The champ is here.
The champ is here. PC Tunney back with you. Three-man weave, Saturday morning edition, getting you ready for Sunday's NFL games. Welcome to Three-Man Weave right here, Chairshot Radio Network. You know it, part of the Chairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. And in doing so, go ahead and check out ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. Like I said, good Saturday morning. Hope you enjoyed your Friday night out. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. But everybody is anticipating the first Sunday of the NFL season. Now, granted, we had our first NFL regular season game Thursday evening, and what a kickoff for the NFL. What a phenomenal game. Dallas came out and moved the ball excellently through the pass. Dak looked excellent, amazing, unencumbered, ready to go, and he threw the rock all around the yard, put up some nice points. They could not beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, though. Maybe a case of getting field goals one too many times, right? The Tampa Bay would drive down at the end of the game. They'd kick the game-winning field goal, win 31-29. Tom Brady, two interceptions. The Buccaneers lost the turnover battle 4-1, I believe, and still won that game. That just tells you how good that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team is. It can also tell you maybe how improved this Dallas Cowboys team in total is. We knew this offense was going to be solid. Zeke really didn't do much running the ball, but if you can throw for 400-plus yards every game, you're going to have a shot. Now, the problem is, can their defense hang in there on the field so much when they're doing so? They're going to have to find a way to get Zeke going, and I think they will at some point. Tampa is a tough team to run on and move the ball on in general, but Dak found a way. So an excellent opening Thursday night game in the NFL. The defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers come out and win the home opener 31-29 against the Dallas Cowboys. That would be a cover for the Dallas Cowboys, who were getting 8.5 points. I had the Buccaneers covering that, so I lost that, but I did take the over 51.5, and we covered that by more than a touchdown. So 1-1 last night, as I record on a Friday. You're listening on a Saturday. And we're going to talk about the rest of the games this Sunday. Like I said, PC Tunney right here. Follow me at PC Tunney, Facebook, Twitter. Twitter, you're more likely to get a quicker response. But, yeah, shoot me a line. Let me know who your locks of the week are, right? Let me know why my picks stink. Let me know why your team is great. Tell me why I'm wrong about your team. Let's get into it. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern games. We're going to run them down. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 1 p.m. Eastern games on Sunday. Got to love it. It is easily a reason to have more than one television for Sundays. It doesn't even matter whether you even have cable. You go out, you get two digital antennas, you throw them bad boys up there, you got Fox and CBS, right? I mean, now if you got DirecTV or something else as well, you can have a third TV, you got the laptop going, you're on your phone, you got your fantasy football here, you got your home team there, you got the team you bet on there. It is just a plethora of NFL entertainment. Oh, I can't wait. Maybe you're even playing Madden on another one. I'm so pumped up for Sunday. I'm looking at it right now. 1, 2, 3 TVs. I'll have my laptop here. I got my phone. I could maybe even pull out my old phone and just hook that up to the Wi-Fi, get one fantasy team on that phone, one fantasy team on the other phone. We're strolling through stats and leagues on the laptop, and we got three games going at once in front of it. Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. Let's get into the games. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, week one, NFL. Tunney's got your picks. Here we go. Philadelphia travels to Atlanta Atlanta giving 3 points, over under 48.5. I'm taking the Eagles and the under. I think everybody's talking about how Atlanta is going to be improved. I think that Philly defense is going to be improved, and I think Jalen Hurts is going to be able to take care and run that offense. Miles Sanders, he's going to be able to run the ball. They got excellent receivers now, Devonta Smith, and Jalen Reagor has been just turning some heads in practice from what I hear. So right now, I believe in Philly and not Atlanta. So I am going to take the road team, which maybe isn't the best thing in the world, but I'm taking Philly +3 on the road at Atlanta, and I'm going under the 48.5 points. Pittsburgh at Buffalo. Buffalo giving 6.5 and the over-under 48.5 there. I think Buffalo is going to be better than they were last year. I don't think a lot's changed for that team. The one thing that they need to improve on is the running game. We'll see. We'll see if Singletary and Moss can get into a rhythm together and help them move the ball on the ground better than, you know, Josh Allen's been their best running weapon over the last year and a half. So if we can increase the productivity running the ball, that Bills team just gets even better. And it's a team that was in the AFC conference and was given Kansas City a game for most of that game. So I don't know. Pittsburgh, we'll see. Roethlisberger is back. They have those trio of wide receivers that are excellent. They got the rookie linebacker. TJ Watt signed a new contract. He's there. So we'll see what happens. Mike Tomlin, one of the top five coaches in the NFL, in my opinion. But I like Buffalo. I like Buffalo at home. I like the Bills Mafia rooting them on. I'm taking Buffalo. I'm giving the 6.5, but I think there's points scored here. We're going over 48.5 points. Jets at Carolina. The Sam Darnold. Sorry, folks. I got a text message like Adam Schefter. I got to look and make sure it's nothing going on here. Okay, the Sam Darnold revenge game at home. Carolina laying 44.5. I like Carolina here. I think they got a lot of weapons. I think this Jets team is going to improve, but it's going to take some time. You may not see it in the wins and loss column, but you will see it on the field over time. I do like the young quarterback, Wilson. I think their defense can be better under the new head coach, but I like Carolina. Sam Darnold revenge game at home. I'm laying 4 points with Carolina, and I like Carolina to play some D and cause some turnovers this week, and I'm going under the 44.5. Carolina and the under. Minnesota at Cincinnati. Cincinnati +3 at home, over under 47.5 points. I believe in Joe Burrow. I believe in the weapons that they have gotten for him. I think Joe Mixon's going to have a good year. Hopefully he stays healthy. Now, Minnesota's always a tough opponent. Defense not as good as it has been in the past, but you still have Kirk Cousins slinging the ball around, Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, maybe the most not talked about best receiver in the league. The guy only set a ton of rookie records last year. He's an amazing talent. Obviously, the best player on the field is going to be Dalvin Cook, but I like Cincinnati at home. Joe Burrow gets it done. I'm going over the 47.5. Cincinnati, I'll take the points. They're going to win anyway, and I'm going over the number 47.5 points. San Francisco at Detroit. Jimmy G facing Jared Goff. Jared Goff at home in a Lions jersey for the very first game of his career as a Lion. The Detroit Lions given 7.5. No, they're getting 7.5, folks. I'm sorry. Detroit +7.5, over under 45.5 points. What a lot of people aren't realizing is that San Francisco, much like New England, is getting back a whole bunch of defensive players. And I'm not just talking about average Joe guys. I'm talking about some really, really key pieces, some all-pro pieces to these defenses. I like San Francisco. I like what they're going to be doing on offense. I like Kyle Shanahan. Lay the 7.5 points. Give me San Francisco -7.5 over 45.5 points. I think Frisco's going to get into the upper 30s on their own. I just don't believe in Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions. They'll get on the board with 10 or 13, though. Jacksonville at Houston. The battle of two of the probably five or six worst teams in the league. But we do get to look at what Urban Meyer is going to do down there with Trevor Lawrence. They're giving 3 on the road at Houston. I think Houston is the biggest mess in the NFL. The Deshaun Watson thing looms large. Give me Jacksonville and Urban Meyer a win in his first game as an NFL coach. Trevor Lawrence gets the W. Give me Jacksonville -3, and I'm going to go under 45.5 in a lower scoring game here. Seattle at Indianapolis. Indy catching 2.5 points at home, over under 50.5. Give me the over here. I think there's going to be points to be scored. Russell Wilson, I like Indy's rushing attack. Carson Wentz can hit some of his weapons. They're going to be able to move the ball successfully. Both teams have solid defenses. So we'll see what happens. I just think we get into a shootout in Indy, and give me Seattle laying 2.5 over 50.5 points. Arizona at Tennessee. Tennessee -3 at home. 52.5 is the over. I'm going under here. I expect a little defense to be played by both sides, but I am going with Tannehill and King Henry and the newly acquired Julio Jones. That offense should be pretty darn good. Give me Tennessee laying 3 points under 52.5 points. Last but not least, 1 p.m. Eastern game this Sunday. The L.A. Chargers travel across the country to Washington to face the Washington football team. This game is a pick 'em. You tell me who you want. No points given. Well, I want the road team again. I like Justin Herbert. I think he's going to be in the MVP conversation. I want to call him San Diego, folks. Pardon me. The Chargers getting back Derwin James in the secondary. He's an all-pro. They just have studs all over the field. New coach. Hopefully better results for the Chargers. I got the Chargers making the playoffs. I got the Chargers winning this game, and I'm going under the 44.5 points. I got the Chargers playing some defense. Washington, maybe a few struggles week one. So give me the Chargers on the road and under 44.5 points. Those are your 1 p.m. Eastern game, folks. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 p.m. Eastern games, a Sunday night football game, and a Monday night football pick for you when I return. You're listening to Tunney's NFL Week 1 Picks. It's Three Man Weave, Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back, Saturday morning, three-man weave, PC Tunney here, giving you my NFL picks for week one. I went 1-1. I went 1-1 on Thursday. I'm very surprised that Tampa didn't cover that spread, but kudos to Dallas and Dak moving the football through the air there. Great game for the NFL, great game for the fans to watch. I did hit the over, so we are 1-1. We're not below sea level to start off the year, so at least we caught one there. Let me just recap the 1 p.m. Eastern picks for you. I got Philly and the under, Buffalo and the over, Carolina and the under, Cincy and the over, Frisco and the over, Jacksonville and the under, Seattle over, Tennessee under, Chargers and the under. Those are all with the spread, folks. All right. All these picks are for entertainment purposes only. Unless you're winning, then the lot, then send me part of it because they're my picks, right? Okay. Anyway, PC Tunney here. Let's get through the 4 p.m. Eastern games, NFL Week 1. The game I'm waiting for, the game I've been waiting for since the NFC Championship this past season, the Green Bay Packers head to the New Orleans Saints. Jameis Winston getting his shot to be the man, the QB1, the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. I think Jameis is going to do a good job. I really do. I think he's going to have a very successful season. I don't think they're going to win this game, though. I think the Packers are ready to go. I think this has all been a bigger deal to everybody else besides the Packers as far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned. it's his third year now in this system with LaFleur, and it only got better, you know, by a lot last year. So we'll see even more how comfortable they get this year, right? Jamal Williams is the one big loss on offense, along with Bakhtiari being out for the first 6 weeks. Other than that, I think they've done a really good job to add a few pieces on defense, maybe shore up a few things on that side of the football. We'll see. The Packers are going to be a team to be reckoned with regardless of no matter what happens. Look for A.J. Dillon to play a much bigger role, the reason why they were able to let Jamal Williams go. I got the Packers here. Packers are laying 4 points. Packers minus four, and I got the over 50.5 points. I'll even give you a score for this game. Let's go 34-24 Green Bay. There's your Packer pick of the week, okay? There you go. Green Bay minus four and over 50.5 points. The Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, I'll tell you what. Those two games will be on TV1 and TV2 that afternoon. I'll tell you that for sure. The Packer game and the sound will be on there, but I will also have an eye on what seem to be going to be two powerhouses in the AFC. Cleveland Browns, that defense is looking great. Baker Mayfield has turned himself into a legitimate top-tier quarterback. A guy that goes out and throws 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, makes the playoffs, gets a playoff win, that's a top-tier quarterback. And I think he's only going to be better this year. I think with Beckham Jr. coming back, I think that offense is just, you're not going to be able to key on the running game as much if they can get Beckham Jr. going. Because that's a guy that can just, he can pick up yardages in huge chunks, and you got to pay attention to him. So it's going to be interesting to see that dynamic. On the other side, Kansas City, business as usual, folks, right? They may have lost in the Super Bowl last year, but likely they'd still probably, I still think they're a better team than Tampa. I think Patrick Mahomes is filthy, ridiculously good. Obviously, Tyreek Hill, we're going to have him. He's looking healthy this year. Hopefully that running game, right? That running game they didn't have last year as successfully as they did the year before. Hopefully Clyde Edwards-Helaire can get that going, all right? Get a little bit going there, and we'll see how that defense is. I taking Cleveland plus six on the road and the under 54.5 points. I think that Cleveland defense is going to do a good job of containing and pressuring Patrick Mahomes. Give me Cleveland on the road, plus the 6 points and under the 54.5. Miami Dolphins traveling up to New England. New England minus three, over under 43.5 points. This is the other team I talked about besides San Francisco getting some key players on defense. And I mean all pro players back on defense, right? So I expect this New England team to be much better. We'll see what happens on the other side. As long as Mac Jones doesn't turn the ball over, I think this is a playoff team. It's interesting what's been going on in Miami. You hear they don't believe in Tua as much as they should, or they think Tua should be farther along than he should. We'll have to wait and see what happens, right? He gets paired up with a receiver that he used to work with as well. These three young receivers coming in, Waddle, Chase, and Smith, I expect big things from all three of them. I think they're all great talents. You know, you got Devonta Parker down there as well. Wait till they get, I believe they have Will Fuller. Wait till he comes back. So it's interesting. They didn't do anything in the backfield. It looks like Myles Gaskin is their guy, and he produced for them last year. So I'm looking forward to see what he does in that role. But give me Bill Belichick. Give me Hoodie, you. Give me the New England Patriots minus three at home and under the 43.5 points. I think New England has a real New England game up in Foxborough where they put up mid-20s and play a lot of defense and hold that team to not very many points. So once again, New England minus three and under the 43.5. Last 4 p.m. Eastern game, Denver travels to New York to face the Giants. The Giants are getting three at home. The over-under is 41.5. Listen, folks, if Denver was in a different division, I would pick them to be in the playoffs. But I just don't think they're going to have a good enough record. They're going to be underneath the Chargers. They're going to be underneath the Chiefs. I think Denver's got a real, real good football team. Don't be surprised if they do make it. Don't be surprised if you get three teams out of the NFC West. Teddy Bridgewater is going to make things happen for them. Teddy Bridgewater has done nothing but be a very good quarterback his entire career in the NFL. The only thing that happened to Teddy Bridgewater is he got hurt. I mean, Minnesota was, they were loving the fact that Teddy Bridgewater was their quarterback. He was their franchise quarterback for the future. The trajectory he was on. Right. And then he had the injury and now he finds himself Carolina and now in Denver. I do like the Denver Broncos here. Give me Denver and the under. Denver minus three, under 41.5 points. Saquon's got to prove it to me. Danny Dimes has got to prove it to me. I know they picked up some weapons receiver-wise. Let's see what they do on defense. I just don't believe in the Giants yet. Like I said, Denver Broncos on the road, -3, under 41.5 points. Sunday night football, Chicago Bears head to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Matt Stafford, now the quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. Rams, -7.5, over under 46.5. Give me the under. Give me the Rams laying the points. I just don't believe in Andy Dalton. I understand if Fields isn't ready and they don't think he's ready. And that's, I'm not an NFL coach, right? So Nagy's had experience with something like this, with Patrick Mahomes, having him sit and watch for a while. Whether it's 2 games, 4 games, 8 games, 10 games, I don't know. You can clearly see Justin Fields is more talented than Andy Dalton. Physically, he's much more gifted, that's for sure. But it'll be interesting to see what Andy Dalton can do here. Excellent wide receiver in Allen Robinson. Couple of nice running backs. 3 nice running backs, actually. See if Cole Kmet comes into his own at tight end. I don't know. I believe in the Rams defense, though. That's been a for sure thing for a few years now. And if you give him a better steady hand under center, a better arm, more accurate guy, Matt Stafford should make this a very, very good football team. Give me the Rams -7.5 and under 46.5. Monday night football, the Baltimore Ravens head to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders in what I am predicting is John Gruden's last year as the Raiders head coach. I don't think the Raiders make the playoffs this year, and I think he is out of there. Chris Platt will tell you they need to start Marcus Mariota. I'll tell you that's probably not going to happen. Vegas is getting 4.5 points at home. The over-under is 50.5. Baltimore has just been cursed by injuries. Their star corner goes out. They've lost all three of their 1-3 running backs, right? They did pick up Devontae Freeman. They did pick up Le'Veon Bell. We'll see if those guys, either one, gets promoted from the practice squad this week. You'd think one of them would be, because I know their other running backs are cannon. Oh, and I can't think of the other guy's name right now. And you can't really blame me. They were 4-5 on the depth chart, folks, okay? But and nonetheless, I think this Baltimore Ravens team is much better team than the Raiders. Excellent defense. You know Baltimore has excellent defense. Excellent head coach in John Harbaugh. And an excellent quarterback. Lamar Jackson will get this done. Hopefully Sammy Watkins is the extra weapon he needed. So we'll see what happens there. Mark Andrews. I think Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore defense are enough to cover the 4.5 points, but I got this game going over 50.5 points, believe it or not. One last time, we're going to run it down for you. Philly, -3, under 48.5. Philly, +3. I'm sorry. I'll get it right here. Here we go. Philly, +3, under 48.5. Buffalo, -6.5, over 48.5. Carolina, -4, under 44.5. Cincinnati, +3, over 47.5. San Francisco, -7.5, over 45.5. Jacksonville, -3, under 45.5. Seattle, -2.5, over 50.5. Tennessee, -3, under 52.5. The Chargers, as a pick'em, under 44.5. Green Bay, -4, over 50.5. Cleveland, on the road at Kansas City, +6, under 54.5. New England at home, -3, under 43.5. Denver on the road in New York, -3, under 41.5. The Rams, Sunday night at home, -7.5, under 46.5. And Monday night football, Baltimore on the road at Vegas, -4.5. Give me Baltimore and the over 50.5 points. Those are PC's picks for the NFL for week one. I'm so glad you guys tune in. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Have a great Saturday. Watch some college football. Get the grass cut. Go golfing. Cook out. Do some work around the house. Get it all done. Sit out on the porch. Pour yourself a vodka lemonade and watch some football. Go to bed and repeat on Sunday. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. My name is PC Tunney. You're listening to Three Man Weave right here at Chair Shot Radio Network. You can find us every Thursday morning. Three Man Weave moving to Thursday mornings right there on Chair Shot Radio Network. You can find us at 3_ManWeave. Like I said, you can find me at PC Tunney. Please head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt. They make a great gift as well. Get it in soft style. Your epidermis will thank you. Once again, folks, thanks for listening to everything Chair Shot Radio Network. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to always use your head. Go Pack, go.
DJ Khaled! Yes. Yeah.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Don't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.